It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Nearly 18 months after the company declared bankruptcy, shares of General Motors are once again selling on the New York Stock Exchange today. It's the government's latest step in getting out of the auto business. Shares opened at a little more than $35 per share this morning. The sale will reduce the percentage of shares owned by the federal government since it decided to bail out GM. NPR's Jim Zeroli is covering the story this morning. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, so $35 per share sounds a little higher than they were talking, but how's the stock doing?
You know, it depends on what you're looking at. In terms of the excitement being generated, there's a lot of that. I mean, the floor of the New York Stock Exchange can seem like a pretty quiet and even a lonely place these days because of the rise of electronic trading. There are fewer people around. This morning, it really looked like the old days. I mean, huge numbers of people crowded around onto the floor wanting to see history being made. If you look at the price, then, you know, it opened a little more than $35 a share, which I think was about what was expected.
So it has gone up a little bit from the 33 where they started the day and a little bit from the 20-something that they were talking about. But this is not yet one of those IPOs where the price doubles or triples in the first day.
No, and I don't think anybody really was expecting that to happen. I mean, you know, there's just a this is a company that has rebounded really nicely in a short period of time. It's confounded a lot of people's expectations. On the other hand, this is GM. This is an industry that's very competitive globally, a lot of overcapacity. And GM, of course, as we know, is a company that has been trying for a long time to reinvent itself. So I think there's a certain amount of skepticism on the part of investors about the stock.
So what's happening here basically is the government is selling off part but not all of its stake in General Motors. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
And the government got that stake by giving $50 billion to keep GM from going under. How much money is being raised here for the company and how much for the taxpayers?
Well, the government will make about $11 billion. You know, that's not very much in an era when budget deficits are measured in the trillions. But it is, you know, it's a nice little chunk of money, especially when you consider that a lot of people never thought that the government would make anything from this, would get any of its money back. And also, the government still owns a share of the company. It has more stock it can sell, and it will be selling that over time, gradually, depending on the price, you know, over the next few years.
Well, what about GM? It gets some of the money from this, I presume.
Yeah, GM is getting some money. Some of the shares being sold are preferred shares owned by the company. They will bring in about $4.3 billion. I think from GM's point of view, you know, GM is pretty anxious to get the federal government out of its hair in general. It doesn't want to be seen as a, you know, what it is, the way the public tends to view it now, which is as a ward of the state. It's putting a lot of effort into convincing investors and consumers that it's turned a corner. You know, it's eliminated some of its underperforming car brands. It's closed factories. It's, you know, it's laid a bunch of people off, and it's making a profit this year. So I think GM wants everybody to think it's opened a new chapter. And that means getting some distance from the federal government. That's very important.
Well, once they get all their distance from the federal government, once all the federal shares have been sold, what are the odds that the United States is going to be made whole here, is going to get the whole $50 billion back?
Well, I don't think anybody expects it's going to get it all back now. It's likely to get some of it back. I think the Obama administration's position has been that even if we don't get it all back, it still was the right thing to do. It saved what some people say is a million jobs. Senior administration officials say it makes a good and positive statement about the president's decision to back GM. Of course, a lot of people say it also set a dangerous precedent. The government shouldn't step in to rescue companies that can't make it on their own. But that's something history will have to decide, I guess.
Jim, thanks very much for your coverage throughout the morning.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Zeroli in New York covering the GM stock sale today, the initial public offering. So the government is beginning to get General Motors out of its portfolio, and we are beginning to learn who will own the company instead. One of the early buyers is a company in China. SAIC, the Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation, says it bought 1% of General Motors. GM and the Chinese company are already doing business in a joint venture.